People, Russia launching more drones and missiles at Ukraine overnight. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An ordinance on Airbnbs and the like in Neenah has been overturned. A state appeals court overturned the tourist housing ordinance in Neenah Wednesday. The ordinance prohibits owners of residential property from obtaining permits to rent their property unless it was their primary residence. The Wisconsin Realtors Association sued, saying the provision exceeded the city's authority under state law. A circuit court disagreed. The WRA then appealed, and the appeals court sided with the realtors, saying the ordinance does conflict with state law against local limitations on the short-term rental of any residential dwellings. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, are in Texas to assist with search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Five members of the Wisconsin Task Force 1 from Green Bay, Janesville, and Menominee Fire Departments and three canines left Wisconsin Tuesday morning from the Regional All-Climate Training Center at Camp Douglas. The team took equipment to assist with search efforts, including a utility all-terrain vehicle and medical supplies. A Wisconsin candle company is raising funds for those affected by the floods in Texas. Door County Candle Company has created a special vanilla-scented candle and 100% of the profits will go towards flood relief efforts. The 16-ounce handcraft candle sells for just under $30, and the company's website says it will burn for 75 hours. It's not the first cause the Sturgeon Bay Company has contributed to, having raised money for Ukraine aid, victims of California and Hawaii wildfires, hurricanes Ian and Helene, and the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. The crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline in the home play, especially the three guys.
The Dodgers have now lost six in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight will drop to the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids' activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Pat Kreitlow is along. We'll also talk to Rusty Volk, the fair director, and Eric Anderson of the U.S. Coupe Championship.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Mino and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. Stay tuned to your Northeastern Wisconsin Civic Media stations for a programming lineup update. Thank you for listening.
And here are your hosts,
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm sorry you're saying.
I said the clock's back up.
Yeah, Todd, okay.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I told Todd, I said, this is like such a typical radio TV type thing where you start yelling at your engineer, this isn't working.
I wasn't yelling.
And he comes in and he does like literally the flick of a finger and it's
back. We're very high tech on this side of the glass, just so that you know. I was looking at my phone and I see that, and that's why I didn't mean
to. So thank you, Todd.
Okay, thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Todd.
That's,
isn't it great to have Todd back?
It is, because with Khan, we didn't know what day it was with him.
Uh-uh. So anyway, this is one of our favorite times of the week when we have the great folks from the Headlines for the Press Times, Tori Wittenbrock. Tori, introduce yourself and your very special guest, please.
Yes, hello. I'm the sports editor at the Press Times, so.
And you do a fantastic job.
Thank you. And then we have Haley here today with the Packers fan engagement.
Hi, Haley.
Hi, guys. How's everyone?
We are good.
We would be better if we had your job. Your job sounds a lot cooler than ours.
Just going to say that.
We can trade for a couple days if you'd like.
Well, we're going to talk about your career path, but let's tell people first what you do. And John and I have been attendees at your events.
Yeah. So I'm the fan engagement manager for the Green Bay Packers. So I fall within our brand and marketing department. I oversee really three main areas. Packers Everywhere, which is the events that you're talking about. We do away game pep rallies. We do sweepstakes contests. We have a website dedicated to Packers bars around the world. And then I oversee Packers Perks, which is our loyalty platform. Mm-hmm. And then the Junior Power Pack, which is the Green Bay Packers official kids club.
I just have to say one thing. One of the biggest shocks I had was walking through Prague in the Czech Republic, and there's a Packer bar.
Yeah, we love to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere.
They are.
In Prague!
They are.
Yes.
Prague. But, I mean, you're talking like in the Holy Land. It's just crazy. It's like, you know, they almost, not that they trump that, but it's just crazy that you go to those stands and there's Packer stuff. It's very cool. And if you, you know, back in the day when I was involved with the city, you show up someplace and you just, people just instantly like you because of the Packers.
For sure. So. Yeah. It's funny, actually, I was at a bachelorette party, this weekend, and one of the women there had to run up to me and show me a photo because her son is on his honeymoon and they went to a Packers bar in like the Virgin Islands or something. So she was so, that's the first thing that she said to me was, I got to show you this photo. So like I love to hear that. It never gets old to me. But Packers fans are special. That's for sure.
Well, we got Tori here from South Central LA. Did you have that in Los Angeles? Packer bars?
Oh, yeah. And
really?
My boyfriend in high school, his brother had a tattoo of the Packers logo on his leg.
In Los Angeles.
Yes.
Wow.
That was before I even knew I was coming here. Yeah.
So these Packer bars, and they used to come in and visit. This guy from France was big time. He used to come, I think, every year.
Sure.
So it's on your website. There's a Packer bar here in Paris, in Prague, wherever.
Yeah.
Do you send them things? Do you have a relationship with them in terms of, here's a, I don't know, football or a pennant?
Yeah, no, great question. So what we do, you can submit a form to become an official Packers Everywhere bar, and we do a little vetting. We make sure that it's kind of on brand, that they are an actual Packers bar.
Would somebody really try to just get Packers stuff?
Some people will put in like their neighbor's house who's like a Bears fan.
And hilarious.
We do our research. We don't want to send anyone to anybody's homes or anything like that. What we do, though, is send an official Packers Everywhere certificate and a flag. We try to stay in communication with the bars, too, as much as we can. If they ever need to make an edit on our website or anything like that, we're more than happy to do that. But otherwise, I think it would be great that we, you know, go and visit all of these bars. But I'm not quite sure that we can hit thousands of them.
Your liver wouldn't handle it.
Yeah. No, and I'm pregnant right now. So maybe like in a couple years.
Is there anything close to anyone else? I know Yankees or something.
Yeah.
Who would be like second most worldwide popular?
Well, okay, but Dallas has to have a lot.
Oh, Dallas, okay.
Well, nobody, so I'd like to say,
okay.
We actually do a lot of research on what other teams in the league are doing to see, you're very competitive on the field, but on the front office side, we work together with a lot of the other teams in the league to help each other out. I just had a call. Yesterday, my last meeting was a call with the Buffalo Bills because they're looking to do something similar with away game pep rallies. So other platforms reach out, or other organizations are often reaching out to us about our bar network and what we do. But there are other teams that do something similar. I would like to think, though, that we really set the bar and everyone's trying to
I can't imagine a Dallas Cowboy bar in Green Bay. Right. Victoria, I mean, you've covered this area well enough. You can't. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
But yet in Los Angeles, where you're from, there would be a Packer bar.
Oh, for sure. Multiple. Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you work with other, I know you work with the other 31 NFL teams, because you guys are all about the industry. I mean, you've got a president that, or what's his title?
Commissioner.
That wants to elevate the industry. I mean, worldwide, right? I mean, I don't think that's any secret. Do you work with other basketball, baseball, because you guys are all in kind of the same industry, but maybe not the same lane.
Yeah, not too often. I did actually, though, have a call with one of the schools in the SEC this year, just talking about our kids club this year, because they had questions on that. But I wouldn't say it's too often. However, we do, we research it. We're always trying to learn. We're never ones, I'll speak for myself, I'm never one to see something that another team is doing and be like, oh, no, we're not going to do something like that. If they're doing something cool, I have no problem reaching out to be like, hey, how are you doing this? How can we do something similar? It's a competitive landscape, but like I said, like off the field, we're all about helping each other and growing our organizations and our platforms and giving fans the best experience.
I know, so it's funny when Christian yesterday, Jim, or Christian Collins was here after you left, and I said, well, he's going to Northern Iowa to play football. And well, you know all about him.
Yeah.
But I said, where would you have got, like, if you could have picked a school, he said somewhere in the SEC just for the atmosphere. I've talked about this story. It's like, I'm going to tell, and I told him this on the air yesterday, if I ever retire, okay, because I'm way too young now, but if I ever retire, I'm going to spend 1 year of going to a different college football game every week. I'm going to drive. I want to start at West Point and then go down the route and go to Alabama. I just think there's something about the college atmosphere that's so much better than the NFL atmosphere outside of Green Bay. And that's what I'm saying. Like, New England was just hardcore, rough kind of. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Tori, they have to come here to a game to appreciate the almost college football type of atmosphere.
I can totally speak to that. I mean, my sister goes to University of Tennessee, and I grew up a huge...
That's where he said that he wanted to go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's exactly where he wanted to go.
I grew up a huge college football fan. So there's just something, and like I think a lot of it's changed now with NIL and all the stuff that's going on with paying players, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's just something about college football and the fan experience, and I really think that the only NFL team that can rival that is the Packers.
Totally agree. 100%.
And we're talking with Haley Becker. Now, so you're the Packer Fan Engagement Coordinator. Not so sure they had that title back in the 60s. I mean, it's just, isn't it just totally amazing how football has changed to
marketing has become
so marketing and non-football events.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the game. I mean, you do a lot more events than you do football games. You just everything that they happen in. And I, tell me about how that's got to be growing every year.
Different. Yeah, I think our organization is extremely special, and our leadership does a wonderful job where we are looking to plan events that will be well received by our fans. So a couple weeks ago, unrelated to the pep rallies, but a couple weeks ago, we hosted our Junior Power Pack Kids Clinic. We have over 1,200 kids attend that event, and we had kids from 28 different states to spend an hour and a half inside the Don Hudson Center.
That's so,
so
cool.
I think it just, we're building the next generation of fans. Typically, if you're a Packers fan, if your grandparents were a fan, then their kids are a fan, then the grandkids are a fan, and we want to connect with kids to, and build up their fandom, but it's through events that we're able to connect with them.
And every organization should look at that. I went to Mayor School 10 years ago about events. It was a whole conference on
Is that
events.
On Harvard?
Who cares?
Hey, you want to know? Hey, can I just say one thing? The only time I've ever seen tears in his eyes was the day he dropped his Harvard coffee mug and broke it.
It broke too. It broke. I think did I drop it or did you knock
you
it off the table?
Okay, you're crying. Todd will admit that.
But I just want to say I want to pick up on what Haley was saying. It's really important that you are starting another generation. Back then, they said if you don't have millennials in your audience, you better take a good look at what you're doing. Yeah, and again, 10 years ago, now it's a younger group, but I give the NFL just a lot of credit because there's a lot of organizations that haven't done that, and they're hurting right now, and they may not make it. But you know, to get these youth kids, and then, of course, their parents are going to be with them, and especially if you've got generational stuff. I mean, my dad was a big Packer fan, so, of course, you know, we kind of grew up with that. But I just give you a lot of credit for looking 20 years down the road.
Yeah, thank you. No, our kids program is exceptional. That's one that too, like a lot of teams in the NFL will contact us about because of how high our numbers are compared to theirs and what we're doing to continue to grow the platform. And every year our numbers are getting bigger, and we're trying to do more every year too. We're doing new contests and sweepstakes. We do a junior reporter contest every year where we will fly in the winner and he'll get to do interviews at training camp, and he got to do interviews at our clinic with players. Yeah. So it's very unique experiences that essentially you cannot buy.
Give us your background, Haley.
My background. So I grew up.
Because like John said, I think a lot of people would like your job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I grew up about 20 minutes north of Green Bay in Little Swamco.
Did you go to Bayport?
I did not. I went to O'Connell Falls, so even further north. Yep.
Zero Falls. Go Panthers.
Yes, that is correct.
Did you have Al Peruco for a teacher?
No.
Did you know Al?
No.
Okay, he's from my hometown, but
go ahead.
She's in her 20s.
Okay, Jim. Stop embarrassing me.
I'm actually in my 30s, but thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate that.
You're not 68, so anyway.
No, but I grew up playing sports, and my parents coached the sports that I
was Who's a better soccer player, you or Tori?
Oh, well, her for sure. I didn't play soccer, so. Oh, okay. And even if I did, you. I'm not pretending I was a great athlete. I tried really hard. But I love sports. And in high school, my parents were like, it's time to get a job. And I wanted to work somewhere fun. So I applied to work at the Packers Pro Shop. And that was the first job I got in high school. And then throughout college, I continued working there. I came home for home game weekends, and I love the game day environment.
Where'd you go to college?
UW Oshkosh.
Okay.
Osh Vegas.
Yeah.
I loved it there. Got a degree in journalism and public relations. And then in college, I got an offer for an internship with the Packers. That grew into a full-time job role, and then it grew into the management role that I'm currently in. So,
congratulations.
Well, yeah. You've had a career with the Packers.
Yeah, I've grown up there. It's funny, I graduated high school there. I graduated college there. I got married last year, and half of the people at my wedding were Packers employees, so that was funny.
What a great place for a kid to work, though. Like that pro shop. They did a good job of training you guys and just great employees there, great customer service. They just learned a lot there just as a student.
We got to send a quick break. Tori Wentbrock, headlines of the Press Times. Haley Becker, Green Bay Packer fan engagement coordinator. It's great having you guys on. This is fun. Stick around, okay? A
smiling, she living, she golden, she lives for me. Says she lives for me, ovation. Who own motivation? She comes wild and she goes down on me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home, our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran, or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to an encore presentation of My Now and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. Stay tuned to your northeastern Wisconsin civic media stations for a programming lineup update. Thank you for listening.
This is a fun topic right here. And Haley Becker, Packer fan engagement coordinator. As soon as you quit your job, I want your job. And Tori Wittenbrock, sports editor for the Press Times, who does a fantastic job covering local sports. I got to say, Tori, boy, our baseball teams and our track teams locally had a heck of a spring. Wouldn't you agree? And you did a great job of covering them.
Thank you. Yeah, high school sports are, I love that. That's, I mean, the heart and soul of the paper. I try to cover a little bit of everything, but, and it's tough right now with it just being Rockers and Glory pretty much, which I love covering them, but, high school sports is definitely the best to cover.
But that was fun watching Seymour and everybody this year in the state and the great track kids from DePere and just incredible.
Sports is like quiet now, but what about following these kids? Like we talked about Christian a little bit at length, but there's some other kids that you must have your eye on, right? That are going from high school to college.
Yeah.
And you're, do you keep in contact with them? Do you go see their games? Or how does that all work? Because you're so busy right here.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard when some of them go off and away to college. Because, I mean, I'm not going to go see them. But I do keep in contact with some of them. And it's nice to follow along with their careers and stuff, especially through like social media and stuff, like seeing Gracie Gresh come back.
Right.
To
Green Bay. Right. Okay. I was going to just jump in on that.
Yeah.
I think the UW Green Bay women's program is on the verge of something huge. Would you agree?
I would completely agree. And it's so cool to see too, because I saw it from beginning to now, being there and playing there from 2020 to now. I just, it's really exciting to see what they've been able to build.
And what a great hire.
And usually, yeah, usually when you lose a coach like Kevin Borseth, it's like, okay, that this program's going to go one of two ways.
A little
and
low,
more right. often than not, there's a dip before yeah. they come up. And I think Kayla's done
okay,
a great
I'm
going to
ask it before Jim don't. Does. The men.
Don't. I said don't.
I'm going to well, ask it. Tell us.
I mean, it's been a rough patch, no doubt. But I think that hearing those kids, I mean, when you're that age and you're at that level and you're exposed to that, I think a lot of times, the kids can get kind of cocky and be like, I'm transferring, I'm doing this. But I think that a lot of those kids on that team have remained humble, obviously.
Well, okay, Tori, I was telling Jim, the University of Michigan, I'm from Michigan originally, yeah. they just signed a quarterback. This is his fifth college. His fifth college. Yeah. What's going on with that sport?
Yeah. I mean, I think every sport right now, I think the transfer portal is just wreaking havoc on the NCAA. I mean, it's just ruining it for coaches, for other players. There's no
That's
loyalty
That's what I feel
anymore.
Bad for.
And I mean, like we were just talking about, the NFL, for example, is elite of the elite. Like, if you make it to the NFL... Great. There's an even lower chance you're going to stay in the NFL right. beyond 2 years. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that a lot of these kids are now, especially with NIL too, are losing sight of that. And they're just worried about the money and playing for the biggest school that they can and who's going to offer them the best. And they're not focused anymore on what school is right for me. What school offers the classes that I need? What school is going to give me the degree, the experience?
Why did you? Okay. You were a Division I scholarship athlete, which mm-hmm. is elite of the elite. What made you choose Green Bay?
I had a couple different offers at the right. time. And I mean, even in the recruiting process now, a lot of stuff has changed. But back when I was in high school, it was kind of like nothing. I hadn't had any offers from any schools. And then it was spring of my junior year in high school. And I was talking to like three different coaches at the same time who wanted me to go out for school visits. So I had one lined up in the future and then I had two the same weekend and it was like one in North Carolina and I went directly from there to Green Bay to visit the school.
Wow.
And That's there's cool. kind of once a coach makes you an official offer, there's a clock. Like you have to decide yeah. within 2 weeks if you're
like
yes
I told
no.
Christian yesterday, I said, you know, not that I'm the guru of this, but almost every minute of your life, because he's going there in 10 days, he said.
Yep. Yeah.
Every minute of your life is going to be kind of controlled.
Yep.
Isn't that the truth?
100%. So when I was choosing, I was kind of like, okay, you have to take into consideration the school, the atmosphere, the classes that they offer, the soccer program, like what kind of facilities, what's your standard, what are you going to, you know what I mean? So, I mean, there's a lot to take into consideration, but that was the number one thing for me was like, I want to pick somewhere where I know I'm going to be happy outside of the soccer because everything is going to be soccer. But I mean, you're going to be living here for potentially 4 years.
But so. Christian said something, and I know you know him, and as do I. But just the first 10 minutes of the interview, it was really about his family. Mm-hmm. It was about the environment, and they didn't get to football till like he said 7-8 minutes into it. And he really that meant a lot to him because yeah. he. And I don't think he's in for a surprise. I think he's a very trusting soul, and I think that they trust him. And I'm really happy that he is. I just think he's going to do fine, and he's going to do fine as a person.
Yeah.
I sometimes like look at these athletes that are changing, doing this, and not respecting the coach and leaving right away. Were they like that before? You know, I just think some people in this community here. Oh. I can really only speak for this community, but they grew up in a pretty.
I hate to say it. Covered sports all my life. Sometimes parents are the biggest problem.
It's kind of what I'm
I got a text here. Haley is one of the most brilliant employees of the Green Bay Packers organization.
Wow. And it's
is that your dad?
It says
that's
Mark.
I think it's our buddy Mark Houston.
Or is it Mark Murphy?
Or Mark Murphy.
Hey, well,
one of the two.
One of the Marks. They're You're both great. If it's Mark Houston, he's awesome, I worked with him for a number of years for our kids' clinic.
He's disappointed me time after time with my ailments. He has not cured my hip. He has not cured my back problem.
It's because he's not a psychiatrist.
He has not cured my gout.
He's got to get it together.
He's got to get it together. This is so great having you guys both. Can you guys stick around?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really fun. Tori Wittenbrock, phenomenal sports editor for the Press Times. Haley Becker, Green Bay Packer, fan engagement coordinator. Back right after this.
It's not in the way. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's top election officials say the Madison City clerk acted unlawfully handling those ballots that went uncounted in November. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Mary Beth Witzelbell was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year after 20 years as city clerk. Two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democrat Ann Jacobs and Republican Don Millis, conducted the six-month investigation. They found Witzelbell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling the absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. The commissioners got the most critical when it comes to Witzelbell's actions after those uncounted ballots were found. They say she did nothing as she was on vacation for a month after the election. They also say her deputy clerk did nothing. They said, quote, these ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent, end quote. Commissioners say if Witzelbell had acted sooner, some of those ballots could have been counted. The report also includes seven new steps for the Madison City Clerk's Office to take to rectify those problems. The Clerk's Office has already implemented some new procedures at the direction of City Attorney Michael Haas, who's also the former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He thanked the commission for its investigation, which he said the city fully cooperated with. He also says he has to review all the recommendations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will vote on the report, recommendations for the City of Madison Clerk's Office, and guidance for clerks around the state 1 week from today. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight will drop to the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined by Republican State Representative Duke Tucker to talk about his recent legislation to institute term limits for all major elected offices in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to an encore presentation of My Now and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. Stay tuned to your northeastern Wisconsin civic media stations for a programming lineup update. Thank you for listening.
Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. Turi Wittenbrock, sports editor with the Press Times, and Haley Becker, Green Bay Packer fan engagement coordinator. I got to be honest with you, Turi. And like we had Christian here yesterday. I didn't know he wasn't on scholarship, Jim, by the way.
I didn't know that either.
Iowa. But you are a scholarship athlete. People have no idea how hard it is to be a scholarship athlete.
Yes, it really is. And I mean, it's scarcer and scarcer because the more competitive it gets, the more money they're going to want to offer players. So then it's like for the ones that are kind of on the bubble, it's like, okay, you might get something, you might not, because they're going to use it for as much as
for
they
your
can.
Folks. And Jim and I always talk about how much money we've shelled out for our kids in colleges and whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. For your folks to get that letter saying, hey, your daughter, we're going to pretty much pay her to come and play sports for us in Green Bay.
Yeah.
That'd be quite the moment.
It is. It's awesome. And that's why, I mean,
and you know what? You bring that enthusiasm to your writing. And I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I played college sports, so I feel like I can speak on this, but I personally am against everything going on with NIL right now and paying players, because to me, I was just honored to have scholarship money and be like, they're going to pay for my college degree to have me come play for them. Like that in and of itself I was like thrilled with. So it's like for these kids to be like, I want more money. I deserve to get paid. And it's like they are paying you, you know, getting your degree, giving you an opportunity to play for their school and represent their school and get a degree possibly for free is, I mean, I think that's...
You know how Jim made his pocket money when he was in college? He put a sign on his door, do you want to get high on Saturday? True or false?
True. But finish your story.
Well, it was for skydiving. But
I did. We went skydiving and Amro, that's it. They used to have it called the drop zone.
Still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where they're having the free fall.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And you have to get like, I think it was 18 or 20 people to get a good rate. If you went with like four of your friends, it was like, I don't know, back then, this is forever ago, but it was like half the price if you get 20 people. So I just put in St. Norbert, there's a line to get into the cafeteria and you could put up signs about different events. I was like, you want to get high? Call room 223, which is the room I lived in. And a bunch of people called and most of them thought, you know, to get high. But then when I talked to them, I turned them around and they came. We had our 20 people in no time. So anyway, yes, that's how. I didn't make money on that.
We had John Kramer here from the Press Times. He didn't leave. But I noticed I've known John forever. I mean, I was in Afghanistan with him, but I didn't know he had his wings. He five times.
Oh.
So he got his thing, but he said his eyes were closed every time.
Anyway, it was a good time.
Haley, this is so great having you here and what you do for the Packers. You talk about a small town girl doing good type thing, coming from O'Connell Falls and having the job you have for the Packers. That's really
but
cool.
But Haley, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this whole the fan engagement. You have three focuses. Tell us the programs that you really run, and I want to talk about what your future is of that program.
Yeah, so I run our Junior Power Pack, our official kids club, our Packers Everywhere platform, and then Packers Perks, which is our loyalty platform, and then some different one-off things that the NFL will send our way. So, for example, every year I go to the NFL draft and manage our inner circle. So that's the fans that are sitting by right by the stage. This year for the NFL draft, I was in charge of our Packers Everywhere activation, which was the dive bar, the Packers Everywhere draft house. So there's a lot of different things that fan engagement entails.
I want to talk about the NFL draft.
And yeah.
So that was you that I was fortunate because you guys did a great thing with the new community shelter.
He blew off Mark Houston and I to go into the front row, just so you know.
I did. Okay.
Fair.
The fans that are there from other teams,
yeah.
That's you?
Yes.
Okay, so, that's cool.
Yeah, so like I'm in charge of myself and my coworker Hannah every year when the draft is not in Green Bay. We are in charge of getting Packers fans to that inner circle area.
All right, so you must, what, 6-8 tickets or something?
It changes every year. Okay, this year, I think there's like 14.
But that's where you bring in these people that... Vince and all that?
So it's very dependent on who we're bringing in. Our ticket office gets some of the ticket allotment and they give them away. And then myself and Hannah work with fans that might be in the city that we're traveling to, fans that are influencers and have a high following on social. But we try to mix it up.
I want to give you credit for vetting those people because they are some of the nicest people. Like, you know, they're dressed up, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they're
for
like,
sure.
Not the crazy fans, but they're the ice guy, you know what? Yeah. He's a friend of ours. But they go to that, and then you ask to get their picture taken, and they can't wait to get their picture taken with you. So I just thought that was a really cool environment. I'd never been up there. I didn't know that you did that. That's like a really cool thing.
Yeah, and those tickets are cool because it's not something that you can purchase. We try to mix it up how we're giving those away. And like this year we had Dan and Lauren. They are Packers fans from the UK. And they traveled to the NFL draft this year. And Dan was our international fan of the year last year. But just incredible people. And we've now essentially formed a friendship with them. We do that with a lot of fans. Right. We know they're actually expecting a baby. They have a huge following on social media. And,
let me guess, Vince? What are they going to name the kid?
I don't know. Dan is really, I have heard him joke.
My brother named his two sons Bart and Vince.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens more than I think we think. Yes. But anyway, yes. Oh, that's cool. All right, so the NFL draft thing.
I got to say one thing, though. You know what else is funny about names? I can tell you, okay, high school football, so many times you see these same names, like, of a TV show. Remember Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Remember Aiden?
Yes.
Every high school football team has an Aiden. They name their kid after Aiden.
Hey.
And I swear that is true. Women have a certain allegiance to certain guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Ted, tell me about the youth programs, because I think that's important. And you can tell me what you're doing, but I think other people who are listening might think maybe we should lean into that a little bit more.
Yeah. So I oversee our Junior Power Pack. So that's our kids club. It's a $25 annual membership that we do. The biggest thing that people will say to us is, well, we don't live in the state. Most of our members don't.
Right.
We do so many mailings. Kids love getting mail. It's fun to get mail until you're an adult and mail becomes bills.
Right.
But kids love getting mail. So we mail a membership kit, a back to school kit, a birthday card, a holiday card. They get, when they do come to Green Bay, they get free admission to the Hall of Fame, a discount at the pro shop.
Your $25.
Yeah, we do an essay contest every year where they can win game tickets. We do a holiday contest where we have parents write in and tell us what their child's wish list is, and we fulfill that and send those gifts to the parents for a select amount.
See, so, now that's engagement.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, and that, those kids will be fans the rest of their lives. They're going to be season ticket holders someday. And
for
just,
sure.
Tori, jump in on this. Oh. You being from LA, where this is not, I mean, what do you see when you're here? You must just say to yourself, this is, because we, and please don't take this the wrong way, but we just expect that now. You know what I mean? Maybe we take it for granted. That's just the way everybody, but it's not, is it?
Oh, yeah, totally. It is. It's almost cultish up here because, I mean, you're in Southern California and you like see a Rams jersey and you're like, okay, whatever. Because you also just saw a bunch of other jerseys and you're like, it's nothing. Because there's people from all over there that have all different allegiances. And it's like, okay, just because you're in LA, you could still be an hour and a half away from the stadium.
Right.
So it's like, there's really no like strong passion to be a like sports fan in that area, whereas here it's like everyone is a diehard fan because it's like you grew up with that,
right? But what I think is cool about Green Bay, and I just because we're not, even though when I went to automated garbage pickup I had green and gold cans and took a little bit of heat from that from some people, but what I think is good about the Green Bay school district is from Packer Day on Fridays, you know, before the game, it was just NFL day. And these kids that came in wearing their Lions jerseys, I'm like, I say to those kids that's awesome you're doing that, you know, because their loyalty is just as deep. It's just not here. You know, San Francisco has good followings and, you know, either maybe they grew up there like you did and moved here or they just fell in love with Joe Montana or somebody. But I think it's great that kids have an allegiance to an organization.
Okay. For will say one thing though. They were such dark days here in the 80s.
Well, that's true.
That a lot of kids, you know, and then that's when the ESPNs of the world became bigger, and there were like a lot of Denver Bronco fans then. Remember that, Jim?
Oh,
when you'd go to a school on a Friday, you'd have all these other jerseys.
It wasn't ours.
We just sucked. I mean, it was so bad. It wasn't cool to be a Packer fan, remember?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It wasn't as fun, but you never turned your jersey, you?
No, but these kids, it wasn't cool to be a Packer fan versus a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Right.
Yeah.
I
think kids, too, fall in love with players.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now, I have a 9-year-old nephew, and every year his gift for his birthday from his godmother, me, is game tickets. So he's grown up going to Packers games.
Can I be your godson?
Thinking that, for sure. He's grown up thinking that's normal. And last year, he asked me to buy him, or 2 years ago, he asked me to buy him a Davante Adams jersey that was no longer green and gold. And I was like, hey, we draw the line somewhere.
Right. You know, no can do.
He fell in love with him as a Packers player, and he's still 100% committed. He's a huge Packers fan. My dad and brother would never let you're not allowed to cheer for another team. But you do as a child, too. You become fans of players. And that's why it's so important to have our players in the community. And I won't speak on this because I'm not the expert, but our community outreach department led by Kathy Dworak, they do such an incredible job getting involved in the community and all of the different events, too, that I'm not planning. There are so many different people in our organization that plan events out in the community. But the amount of schools that Kathy and her team are going to and the Play 60 program and all of that.
Mm-hmm. And even that bus trip you guys do around the state.
Yeah, the tailgate tour, that's done by Kathy's team as well. They do an incredible job, but it's also, you know, you're getting, these young kids are getting to meet Packers players or alumni and see their personalities and fall in love with them. And that really helps you become a fan. And we have players at our annual kids clinic too that we bring in, and it's the opportunity for kids to be able to interact with an NFL player.
Well, and the cool thing about that is, like, that is something that's unique to Green Bay too, right? Is it's kind of like a coming of age thing to pick, like, who's going to be your player and get their jersey, and the odds that these kids have of actually meeting that player are significantly greater than any other city, where it's like, here you have a good chance that one day you'll be able to take a picture with that player and meet that player that you grew up
I've heard so many good things about this Matthew Golden, about how humble he is and how kids want to be around him and all that kind of stuff. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think anytime too, when you have young players coming into the league and they're eager to be involved with the community, I think there's nothing better for an organization and for the community. So we love that, and any opportunity that we have to be able to work with our players and work with the community and get kids, you know, able to meet players is great. At our clinic this year, we had two young boys walked in, and I said to my coworker, I'm like, they look so familiar. And she's like, they're here every year for training camp. I recognize them from Dream Drive. So it's just, our fan base is just incredible.
Haley Becker, Green Bay Packer fan engagement coordinator, Tori Whitrock, sports editor of the Press Times, back after this.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Don't count sheep when you're on vacation. Pack your bags and get away to the Independence Stay Hotel Long-Term Suites in Marinette, Wisconsin. Offering short and long-term stays, the Independence Stay Hotel has the best lodging accommodations with delicious breakfasts daily, saltwater swimming pool and spa, workout facility, and much more. Furnished with amazing beds, flat-screen TVs, and climate control for a perfect night's rest. Book your room at independentstay.com and stop counting sheep.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac County. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, Sip, Shop, Sing, every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
If you've ever wanted to go to Comic-Con but couldn't afford it or it's just too far away, then maybe consider Kitsune-Con. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Kitsune-Con is coming July 11th through the 13th at the KI Convention Center. It's an event that's dedicated to bringing anime and gaming awesomeness to the Fox Valley and Green Bay area. Filled with voice actors, classic gaming, foam sword fighting, and a manga cafe, this is a nerd's paradise. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Minow and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. Stay tuned to your Northeastern Wisconsin Civic Media stations for a programming lineup update.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for listening. Here with Tori Wittenbrock, headlines with the Press Times sports editor, and Haley Becker, Green Bay Packer fan engagement coordinator. Well, Jim was just asking you during the break there, what's coming up next for you guys?
We are currently planning our 2025 regular season pep rally. So we haven't announced those cities yet. We will announce probably in mid-July. So we're working on all of the logistics for those events.
So we're going to go, a lot of people go to one away game a year. A lot of people go to all the away games, but some of us who, and that information is, how do we get to know, like, where the pep rally is, what time it is, how much it costs, all that?
Yeah, so all the information will be on Packers.com and then PackersEverywhere.com as well. You can also follow the Packers Everywhere social channels on Instagram, Facebook, and X.
Okay.
But we release all the information on Packers.com too. Yep.
And you put that all on there, you coordinate it. Are people receptive to, I'm not saying the enemy, but
yeah,
for you coming in and taking over their bar?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because you take it over.
Hey, does Max McGee's daughter still run a Packer bar in Arizona?
Do you know? I don't know.
Okay.
No, I'll look into that.
Please
for
look
you.
Into it.
I'll get back to you.
There's quite a few Packer bars though.
Right, but yeah. I know his daughter ran one.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah, in like Black Creek or Cave Creek or one of those places.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, so the bars are extremely happy to have us.
I bet. You know,
Yeah, we're...
You want to know my favorite Max McGee story?
Oh, yeah. Hit me with it.
Remember the bar? Oh, I can't think. My mind's going on. But it used to be a Packer bar years and years ago.
Okay.
So... Max McGee was in there one night.
And you're talking right here on Mason?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Where the McDonald's is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So I got it.
Okay. So Max McGee was sitting there one night, okay? And this big biker guy was just doing shot after shot. And Max goes, hey, you doing okay there, buddy? He goes, nope, I'm going to kill somebody tonight. He's like, what? He's like, I'm going to kill a guy. His name is Max McGee. He hooked up with my girlfriend, yada, yada. I'm going to kill him. I heard he comes in here every night. So Max McGee is sitting there. Okay. Paul Horning walks through the door. He goes, hey, Max, this guy wants to talk to you. I got to go. That's my favorite Max McGee story. But you know what? Covering the Packers, and you do this now, there's a lot of young professional people that would give anything for your job covering the Green Bay Packers. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. For sure. And that's why I feel especially grateful, because it's like this wasn't even something that I was planning on. It just kind of happened. So, I mean, I know that there's people that would, like, kill for my job to be on the sidelines shooting photos. And, I mean, sports photography even is just such an up-and-coming thing. And that's something that was, like, secondary when I came in and had to learn that, because I was a writer. I was going to be in editing and publishing.
Right.
And then this is just something that happened. And I was like, it's, I mean, even better, because I get to combine my passion for sports with, like, something that I have a talent and a passion for in my work life.
That's awesome.
I think Haley had something to do with the youth just wanting to be that. Todd and I went to a conference one time. It was at Lambeau Field, but it was broadcasters, wannabe broadcasters. It was, I think it was mostly high school kids,
college kids. Todd?
Was it?
Some high school, radio. Some college.
No, but, but they wanted to get into the media.
No, it was a media conference of high school and college kids. And you ask them, you know, what do you want to do? What, Todd?
Sports.
70-80% were sports, which you know, there's a whole other world out there. But, I mean, they probably grew up because of you, Haley, and, and taking a love for stuff. There's just... They just weren't into the. They didn't want to be on in the political
scene. City council meeting.
You got to start somewhere.
Oh, but I was just amazed how many after another. I was like, wow, there's a lot of people here who want to get into sports, and it is an interesting field. It just is. And
yeah,
it's fun. It's exciting. I mean, you know better than anybody.
It's like being an influencer, where it's like everyone wants to do it. Everyone wants to be it because it's like there's just a strong demand for it because, like you said, everybody grew up as kids being big fans and like having a passion for it. So it's like, hey, if I can do this for work, that's like everybody's dream job. And I have a family friend that just got into some sports program at USC, and he's like, hey, can I come shadow you, or can I like do an internship with you or something? And I'm like, dude, we grew up together, what are you talking about? But it's like, it's so competitive, especially in other areas, that's what another thing that's special about Green Bay is you have the opportunity to get in and do that, whereas that's not going
to
happen.
I always wanted to work in Green Bay. I started in Twin Falls, Idaho, Tucson, Arizona, Flint, Michigan, and then finally Green Bay. Okay. And I'll never forget sitting in a news director's office. And he had a stack, and this old school of, Todd, remember a resume tapes? He had a stack of resume tapes, had to be 50, 70. He goes, I got to be honest with you. He goes, John, he said, I'll look at your tape. But every one of those tapes is a sportscaster in the country that wants to come to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And there is something special about being in Green Bay, Wisconsin, covering sports, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's super cool to be here and be able to be on the field and involved with the Packers as much as I am. Whereas, like I said, you'd never get the chance to do that in LA because it's so competitive.
Haley, next time you come in, would you bring some swag? We need some free stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Are they like doing discounts on the draft stuff? Because those hoodies were expensive. They're like $100.
I know.
Well, yeah. I had people contacting me from the UP where I'm from, say, hey, could you get me a hoodie? And I checked. I was like, no, I can't.
Or could we just call you godmother?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Think about what's in it for us, okay, Haley?
That's right.
You O'Connell Falls girls are all the same.
I can't believe I came empty-handed.
I know.
My apologies.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
I think a couple things. I just think it's great what you're doing. I think it's great that you're both young females, too. I mean, I think that says a lot for the sport. It says a lot about you that you are not.
And what that does for young, like my three granddaughters, to see somebody like both of you
doing this. Yeah. So this is great. You guys are good examples for the community, and you give a lot to Green Bay. And what I like about you, both of you, is that you're kind of planting seeds, too, because some of us worry about the future, and, you know, you're taking care of it. So I just appreciate what you're doing.
You're putting a lot of pressure on us.
Yeah,
we do that. No, really, this is great.
You guys have been fantastic. Tori, we love having you come in. Sports editor from the Press Times. You're awesome.
You.
Haley Becker, Green Bay Packer fan engagement coordinator. Thank you so much for both coming in. This has really been a joy and a pleasure having you guys in here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 31 construction workers inside a huge industrial tunnel in Los Angeles made it to safety overnight after a portion of the tunnel collapsed while they were 6 miles underground. All got out with only minor injuries. In central Texas, the search goes on for 170 people said to be missing from the floods.
Volunteers from all over the country combing through the aftermath. We saw this rescue team from Florida.
This is a close look at what these rescue teams are dealing with. The dog picked up a scent down here, but there's so much debris and mud piled up. Right now, these teams are using chainsaws to cut through some downed trees. They're trying to dig through in hopes of finding a person.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault in Kerrville, Texas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a forum in Malaysia says he echoes what President Trump has said, that he is both frustrated and disappointed that further progress hasn't been made on ending the war in Ukraine with further drone and missile strikes overnight. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Oshkosh will end the contract to provide EMS services to 7 of the 10 outside municipalities it serves. The Oshkosh Common Council voted unanimously to discontinue providing ambulance services to the Village of Winneconne, the towns of Winneconne, Rustford, Poygan, Utica, Omro, and the City of Omro. Oshkosh will continue providing services to Algoma, Black Wolf, and Nakaimai until the end of 2026. In a previous Common Council meeting, Deputy Mayor Joe Stevenson said the reason for discontinuing lies squarely on staffing issues.
I really want to stress that this, for me, and I know